Everybody run. Get you want see madness, jam them girl until you. I don't know where you're running to, I don't know where you're running from. But get your run on. Greetings and salutations, one and all. How you doing? I want to say big ups to everyone locked in right now. It's a night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Did some fanciness in the last, 6 minutes. To add a platform to the broadcast. Let's see how this will work out. I want to say big ups to each and everyone locked in right now. It's Healthy Love. Right here on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Inviting to call a friend, tell a friend. Friends of your friends, friends of your enemies. Enemies of your friends and your enemies too. Call everybody. Come on, tell them that we're mad. It's madness round here. I want to say big ups to those who are locked in on One Harmony Radio from across the pond, top of the morning to you guys over there in the UK. Big ups to those on TuneIn Radio on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Big ups to my friends over there in New Jersey, NIE Radio. Big ups to those on Island Worldwide over there in New York. How are you guys in the Northeast doing? Is it warm enough for you yet? The Island Worldwide family exhibiting the power of music. Much love to you. Big ups to those on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Much love to my family and friends out of Texas. Those on WGLRO, home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show, the People Station. Taking it from the sheets to the streets, touching from Detroit to Denmark and all points in between. Much love to Aliwap Radio and Dusik Media Groups. Also hailing out of Texas. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsors. But before I do that, big ups to those on Facebook Live. Inviting you to call your friends too. Multitasking here, you see, when you're just coming back into the thing. And then I got home late, attended a funeral, a celebration of life. That was one that tugged on my heartstring, boy. Trust me. It was really touching. When you see parents burying their young adults, children. Yeah, that doesn't sit too well. As a parent myself, I look at my children and I think, boy, you know, if ever. I don't know how I'd make it. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsors, like I had said earlier. Thank you to Paul C Media Group. When being in a moment is priceless, give them a call. What can they do for you? Everything you see here on KevinStew.com and more. You have a church service, a funeral, a party, a seminar, a graduation, you name it. You want to stream it live on a secure platform, even your own. Give them a call, 754-999-1140. Check them out and tell them, hey, listen, I heard about you on Kevin Stew's broadcast. Tell me what you can do for me. I have this event coming up. Whatever that event is. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea SU is a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you. Bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Give her a call, 954-655-9000. That's 954-655-9000. Outside of paying her, she only has one request. That you get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. Yeah, she learned that one from me. I keep falling asleep on that table. I want to say big ups to Reggae Global Entertainment. Thank you very much. Reggae Global act as your booking agents, handle your tour management, take care of your graphic designs, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and so much more. Check them out, reggaeglobal.com. And tell them you heard about them on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Thank you to McNeil Trucking. McNeil Trucking, you're in good hands. They're your licensed and insured movers. Give them a call today. 954-406-9740. Tell them, hey, listen, I have to move, you know, and I need some help. Kevin Stew say you can't help me. What can you do? How can you help me? How soon? Trust me. They are the kind of people that you want helping you with your move, alright? Like I said earlier, it's Healthy Love Night. And I invite you all to participate in this broadcast tonight. Numbers to call, numbers to text. 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. You can call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. I invite you to even Skype me. In the background, the sound of Lava Man. Track is called Mad Jab. And you know, in these times, it's kind of a mad jab thing going on, you know. So, did you get the jab? That seems to be the question everybody asks everybody else when they're meeting up. Hey, you know, I'm going to this thing. You want to come? Yeah, let's meet up. Did you get the jab? That's kind of how the conversations go. Emphasis on the con part. But, you know, of course, that's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to like it. I believe that's how the conversations go, and there is really some cunning involved. Those of you locked in on Facebook Live, remember, it's only a segment broadcast, so don't get too comfortable, okay? Let me go ahead and put the link in the comment section for you. It's kevinstew.com for those of you who are listening in on radio platforms wherever in the world you may be. kevinstew.com. Real easy. And those of you watching on Facebook Live, all you have to do is click on the link here. Let me pin it for you. There you go. So it's right there in the comment section. You can go there and come straight to kevinstew.com and jump into the stew pot. And for those of you that are wondering what the stew pot might be, well, it is what others call a chat room. Because we're fancy over here on kevinstew.com, it is the stew pot. It's where we keep things interactive and bubbling. So come on in, get comfortable. Don't be shy. You don't have to give your name. You can remain anonymous. That's as much as shy as you're allowed to be. But you don't have to register. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to offer a blood sacrifice, give your firstborn, nothing like that. All right? Just come on in and be a part of the broadcast. Those of you who are far away, link me, kevinstew.com. Drop me a text, 773-789-STEW. Real easy, yeah? Cool. Drop me a line. You can call me too, you know. And as we go through the broadcast tonight, the line is open for you to participate as you see fit. Give me a call, ask me a question, share an idea. Whichever way you want to work it, I'm cool with it. I may not have all the answers. In fact, I'm only giving you what I have found in my research. So, going right into it, what we're talking about tonight, advertising drugs. Now, those of you in the United States and later on I'll tell you where else they do something like this. But those of us in the United States, we are should I say bombarded by drug commercials, drug advertisements, or advertisements, depending on how you pronounce it, but drug ads on the radio, on television, in the newspaper, we're inundated. Yeah? it's everywhere we look. Billboards, flyers, everywhere. Somebody is advertising some drug that is apparently the next best thing since sliced bread. And it can do all these amazing things. But yet still, there's a disclaimer. I want to say big ups to those who are checking me out on Clubhouse. Yeah, doing my very first broadcast on Clubhouse tonight. It's a segment, so you guys don't get comfortable over there either. KevinStew.com is where to go. That is where you want to be. KevinStew.com. All right, so here we go. The advertising business is big business, first of all. We know this. And when it comes to some products being advertised, you really have to stop and wonder, is it okay to advertise something like that? Should they be advertising something like that? So, first off, according to ScientificAmerican.com, you could have something going along the lines of feeling down, feeling irritable, trouble getting up in the morning, depression hurts, drug X can help. Speak to your doctor about drug X. That's pretty much how it goes, right? Now, these 60-second appeals are, and they're an ubiquitous part of the United States television experience. It is almost, it goes hand in hand with turning on your TV, basically. And this is because in the US, pharmaceutical companies can lawfully market prescription medication to the public through direct-to-consumer advertising, known as DTC advertising, right? Critics have charged that doctors should decide prescription medications without being influenced by patient requests. Things that make you go, Because for me, something like this is a little bit of a two-edged sword. And we can talk about it as we go through. So, the pharmaceutical companies argue that patients have the right to know their options and thus benefit from these commercials. And I guess it would fall under the umbrella of a decent argument. Now, the ability to market prescription drugs creates an incentive for pharmaceutical companies to amplify the benefits of a drug without discussing its potential side effects. To counteract this, though, in the late 1990s, the US FDA, Food and Drug Administration, regulated these ads by stipulating they present a fair balance between the benefits and risks. That is, the side effects and the contraindications. So, they said, go ahead and you can do it, but you have to have a fair balance between the benefits and the risks associated with a particular drug. The space in print media and the airtime on broadcast media allotted to listing its risks and side effects should be equivalent to the space and time allotted to its benefits. The assumption was that listing all side effects of a drug balances an inflated impression of its efficacy, allowing consumers to make an informed decision. All right, so basically what they were saying is the amount of time that you take to say, hey, you know, drug X is amazing. It is quite remarkable. It will do what it says it is made to do. And it will do it excellently. Right? So, that is the argument. And at the same time, when you present that argument, you should have enough time or the same amount of time that you use to present that argument to say, however, this particular drug can have these side effects. And the time is given to list out those side effects. But anyone that has seen a drug commercial in the United States would have heard a commercial, for the most part, the voice on it sounds just like this. You know, it is presented even keel, and it goes through giving you all the wonderful things that this drug can do for you. And then the side effects come in. So, ask your doctor for drug X today. Say what? And that was a commercial. So, going back to the article as per the Scientific American, the FDA's belief that more risk information leads to greater concern about risk is misplaced. Across 6 experiments comprising more than 3,000 US participants, we reliably found that when drug commercials included all side effects, major and minor, in line with the FDA's regulations, consumers judged the overall severity of the side effects to be lower than when they were exposed to only major ones. The lowered assessment of severity led consumers to prefer the drug more and made them willing to pay more for that particular drug. You see how powerful advertising is? It is well established that people are susceptible to a range of cognitive and psychological biases that stray decisions from rationality. One such bias is the argument dilution effect. Now, this bias is especially consequential when making social and non-social judgments about a target with an array of information that is both relevant and irrelevant to the decision. In such situations, our conclusions about the target are roughly based on averaging both the relevant and irrelevant information instead of ignoring the irrelevant information. So, the irrelevant information dilutes the value and importance of the relevant information. Now, initially, documented by Richard Nesbitt of the University of Michigan and his colleagues, the argument dilution effect's ubiquity in impacting social and non-social judgments. And that is well established. For instance, imagine having to assess the grade point average of two students. So you're told Tim spends about 31 hours studying while outside of class. And this is over the course of an average week. And then you have Tom that spends 31 hours studying outside of class. And Tom has the same amount of time. But Tom has one brother and two sisters. He visits his grandparents once every 3 months. He once went on a blind date and shoots pool every 2 months. When participants in a study by Henry Zukier, then at the New School for Social Research, was presented with these options, Tim, the one that just, the only information you were given is that he studied for 31 hours a week, he was rated as having a significantly higher GPA than Tom. They both study about the same amount of time each week. The irrelevant information around Tom's grandparents and his playing pool casually and his siblings, all that diluted the value and importance of the relevant information, which was his study habits, same amount of time put in. So we wanted to know if the dilution effect also plays a role in direct-to-consumer commercials. So the Scientific American continues, the FDA regulation to list all potential side effects of drugs in a DTC commercial inadvertently resulted in these commercials describing both major and comparatively minor side effects. So they would put in something like stroke, heart attack, thoughts of suicide. We've heard those. With some minor side effects, dry mouth, headache. Comparatively simple, right? Comparatively minor. Now, building on argument dilution as the underlying psychological basis, there's a hypothesis that listing both major and minor side effects would dilute consumers' judgments of the overall severity of the drug's side effects compared with when only major side effects were presented. In one experiment, American participants heard an audio commercial for Cymbalta, a drug that treats depression and has been marketed via direct-to-consumer advertising. So they've been using DTC marketing, right? Half of the participants heard the original commercial in its entirety, which is 78 seconds long. Now, I'll tell you this. 78 seconds of commercial time is expensive. But the other half of the group heard a 4% shorter commercial, 75 seconds, that removed mention of the three minor side effects. Those who heard the commercial in its entirety rated the drug lower in its overall severity of side effects compared with those that heard the 4% shorter version. Now, in addition, the lower overall assessment of severity increased the attractiveness of the drug for that group in comparison with those that heard the shorter commercial. A follow-up study employed a different advertising medium by having participants read an actual print ad for the drug Lunesta, which is used to treat sleep disorders. Once again, half of the participants read the entire ad, which included four side effects, two major, two minor. The other half read an ad that included just the two major. Once again, reading the ad with more side effects, including the minor ones, caused participants to rate the drug less in overall severity and more in appeal. Hey, Julie. Happy New Year to you. How you doing? So, tonight we're talking about advertising drugs, the potential dangers of it. And you, like myself, would have seen a number of these commercials on TV where they talk about the wonders of these commercials, and then coming toward the end of the commercial, they go... So, ask your doctor for today. Drug X. Yeah? We know it. So, we're looking at some information as it revolves around that for today, tonight. Now, again, according to Scientific American, these findings raise the ethical and practical dilemma of achieving transparency with the consumers by sharing all potential side effects while safeguarding them against argument dilution bias. Hence, we performed an additional study. So, Scientific American did a few studies looking at dilution bias. And this one was to explore how they can achieve more results. So if an individual can cognitively place greater weight to the major side effects than the minor ones, the averaging process of the argument dilution effect should attenuate. It should change a bit, right? Thus, to draw greater attention to the emphasis to the major side effects, they were listed in red bold-faced font and set minor ones in black regular font. Participants who saw major and minor side effects in different fonts rated the drug similar in severity compared with those who only saw the major side effects. Drawing greater attention to the major side effects, then there was the ability to overcome the argument dilution effect while ensuring that all side effects associated with the drug were communicated to consumers. Now, with the industry annually spending billions of dollars on DTC ads, it is not surprising that they have resulted in increased patient demands for the drugs that are featured in them. These results add to the chorus for the redrafting of policies surrounding the communication of pharmaceutical drugs. Now, more broadly, this work draws caution to other forms of risk communication that extends beyond direct-to-consumer advertising. From physicians who have to communicate varying risks of an experimental procedure, to financial advisors who need to make retirees aware of different perils in the financial products they intend to invest in. Because it doesn't just stop with drugs, but we're focusing on drugs because this is Healthy Love Night. And it extends even to public service announcements that attempt to highlight the risk associated with life choices. And here it is, case in point. We mentioned the jab earlier. Pay attention to how all these things are advertised. You pick a drug. You pick a medical procedure. You pick something that is being advertised that has its pros and cons, its dangers and its benefits, and see how they are presented. And I'm pretty sure most of us, we just go ahead and, you know, let the commercials run. We don't pay attention to it that much. But should we pay a little bit more attention? What's that, Julie? Ads lie. The one for restless leg syndrome, where some of the side effects include excessive gambling, increased violence, and death. Alright. See? Like that. But that's what I'm talking about. And whereas you may not think that there's something to be taken from this. You may not think that, you know, there's a bit of concern that need to be placed somewhere. Think again. We should be concerned. You know, we need to pay attention to the information that we're being fed, because by way of media, radio, TV, print, we are faced with all kinds of ads coming our way. Up the yin yang, down the yin yang, round the wazoo, you name it. I'm gonna if we have time a little bit later on, I'm going to look at some of the drugs. Because I've been listing them. If not, then I'll do another broadcast where I list some of the drugs. I bring them up and we go through the side effects. And we match back this study that was done courtesy of Scientific American, the article on Scientific American. And this article is entitled How Drug Company Ads Downplay Risks. It's a study that shows the power of the argument dilution effect. So you go ahead and you mention how dangerous something is. And then you add in there, well, you know, okay. Julie gave an example. I'm going to give another one. Not drug related. Going parachuting. The risks include death from parachute failure. So it's not the falling that kills you, it's the sudden stop. Yeah? However, most people have just, in worst case scenarios, experienced a break or a fracture of a leg or arm. So, you get all your dangers, the major ones, death, you die. The minor ones, you could break a leg. Arm, shoulder, neck, whatever. And not die. You still want to go jump out of a perfectly good airplane with a backpack with a little vinyl thing? Or no? What say you, all the thrill junkies out there? I know how you feel about it. One more bit of excitement isn't going to hurt anyone, right? Yeah, I know. I'm not mad at you, though. Not mad at you at all. Alright, so we're going to take a quick little commercial break. We're going to say goodbye to those on Facebook Live. Do come on over to kevinstew.com. Use the link that is pinned in the comment section. Be a part of the remainder of the broadcast. Let me hear from you. Thank you for that input, Julie. Let me get some more from you. The phone line is also open. 773-789-STEW. 773-789-7839. Big ups to those who are checking us out for the very first time on Clubhouse. Yep, the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew exists on Clubhouse. Look me up, TNS with Kevin Stew. That's the club name. Go ahead and follow me. We're going to start doing a little segment on there, just like we do with Facebook Live. Hey, it's worth a shot, isn't it? Come on over, kevinstew.com. For the remainder of the broadcast, we'll be back after these few messages.
Pulse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us. 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us. 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. And in history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one...
In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Imagine having our own Caribbean Center.
Imagine a museum highlighting our history and the contributions of Caribbean people to the world.
Imagine being able to visit and learn about the islands we call home.
In a place where our kids can see and feel their cultural heritage. You can make this vision come to life.
Help us create this first-of-its-kind space
that all Caribbean people can be proud of. Your contribution to Island Space Caribbean Museum will help this dream come true.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe and donate today.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links. www.dahchurchlinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Hey, I'm representing for DJ Kevin's too, working on the night shift, the night shift radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil, never. Will DJ Kevin's true sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Christine representing word and honor. Celestia, DJ Kevin's true.
The track is called Gold. Artist goes by the name Christine Alicia. The half has never been told. Did you hear it?
I take peace from the crown where righteousness stand on. Still wars keep us divided.
Bouncing through the segment sponsored by Althanner Healing Heavenly Hands. Do remember to give her a call. Schedule your appointment today. 954-655-9000. Let's give her a call and say, hey, listen, I really need one of those massages I hear Kevin Stew talking about. How can we make it happen? I live in Miramar. I live in Pembroke Pines. I'm coming to Deerfield Beach in 2 weeks. I live in Lake Worth. Can we set up an appointment? Just call her up. Have your experience with the healing heavenly hands of licensed massage therapist Althea SU. All right, so back to the matter at hand. Looking at drugs and advertising. And GoodRx Health or GoodRx.com had an article back in 2019 where they talk about, they ask a question, how is consumer drug advertising regulated in the United States? And, you know, I really believe that's a good question. But before I jump into that, there were some comments on Facebook Live, and I want to address them before I forget. Thank you guys for your comments over there on Facebook Live. First thing, Michelle Duval, Michelle Renee, said, people should not ever go to their doctor requesting specific drugs. Big Pharma does not know other medications you may be taking and the interactions. And that too is something very important. You go ahead and you're watching something on TV and you think, oh, this is it. This is what I need. I'm going to tell my doctor that this is what I want. And, you know, really and truly, since we are the ones that tell the doctors the information that they need to come to their conclusions, you tell them that you want this drug, you know, what are they to do? They can advise against it. Or are you going to take that advice? You know, at this point, it boils down to who you trust and how much information you have versus what they have. And it's, again, double-edged sword. I said this earlier. So now you have an informed, quote-unquote, informed consumer that is going to request a particular drug for a particular ailment that they have because nothing else that they have tried so far has worked. And as a doctor being, you know, you're collecting this part of what you're doing is a business. So you want to keep your clientele. So you give them a drug so that they can come back to you saying that a drug is not working, or so that they can come back to you knowing very well that they could potentially come back to you with something more dangerous of an ailment than what they came to you for initially. It's a dangerous game, this medical business. So, another comment that was here on Facebook Live, brainwashing all day long and in such a way that leaves the consumer feeling empowered by feeling they're in charge of their health. Thank you, Dr. KRB. Now, that's huge. Because, again, this whole informed individual, information leaves you feeling powerful. You know, I have this tagline, FKSP, from Knowledge Sprouts Power. And that is exactly what it is. So now these individuals go into the doctor's office empowered. Here it is. I saw a commercial that speaks to these very same ailments that I have. These very same symptoms. I need this drug. Go ahead and prescribe me this drug and let's see how that works. When the doctor is well aware of that list of side effects that went by in 3.5 nanoseconds in this 30-second commercial. So, according to GoodRx.com, the article reads, have you noticed that TV drug commercials almost never talk about prices? Now there's something else to think about. How much for those drugs? This, along with ongoing anger about rising drug costs, prompted the Trump administration to enact a rule that will require drug manufacturers to disclose list prices of medication in commercials starting the summer of 2019. Well, was it 2019 or 2020? Just summer of 2019. A rule that drug makers have been fighting. The regulation of drug advertising in the United States has long been a source of conflict. For almost 40 years, drug manufacturers and policymakers have been debating details like whether ads should be approved before distribution and what they need to disclose about the safety and effectiveness of drugs. Now, it's a balancing act, right? So, what do they disclose? A comment here in the stew pot. If the commercial doesn't work, then Dr. Google will probably seal the deal. Right. There's that too. All these self-professed doctors out there. So, where was I? So, they're looking at, for almost four decades, they've been debating what they need to disclose about the safety and effectiveness of drugs. Where do we stand with drug advertising regulations? Here are some facts. The United States is only one of two countries in the world where direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs is legal. Two countries in the whole wide world. And the other one is New Zealand. Consumer drug advertising is uncommon globally. The only two countries that do it, by way of DTC, the United States, and New England. And this is pharmaceutical drugs. Alright? Pharmaceutical commercials have been running on TV since the late 1980s and every year since. Drug makers have increased their ad spending, more than doubling it in the last 5 years alone, between 2014 and 2019. In 2017, DTC ads exceeded $6 billion in spending. Well, if they're going to be spending that much money on advertising, they have to be making it back somehow, right? If it didn't work, they wouldn't be spending the money on it. They have to be getting the money from somewhere. The FDA requires ads to follow certain criteria. You ready? One, they should not be false or misleading. They should prevent a fair balance and risk and benefit. A fair balance of risk and benefit information. They should include facts that are material to the product's advertised uses. They should include a brief summary of every risk described in the product's labeling. According to the FDA's website, that means that drug ads are required to tell us, the consumers, three main things. One, at least one approved use for the drug. Two, the generic name of the drug. And three, all the risks of using the drug under certain circumstances, only the most important bit of information. Now, what is interesting is what the drug makers can choose or not choose to disclose in their ads. If a drug only worked on a few people, would that affect your decision to use it? Considering that not everybody is the same, you kind of have to ask that question, right? But how you feel about it? 773-789-STEW. 773-789-7839. Let me know. If a drug only worked on a few people, would that affect your decision to use it? Potentially. But drugs ads don't have to tell us how many people the drug has helped. And likewise, ads don't need to tell us if other treatments exist or if other treatments have fewer side effects. They don't even need to tell if the drug is necessary or if simply changing your lifestyle could be just as effective. They don't need to tell any of that. Depending on how current lawsuits against the Department of Health and Human Services unfold, there might be drug prices in commercials coming up soon. They just might. But as of 2019, when this publication was done, there's no requirement for drug ads to mention what the price of a particular drug is. There's no requirement of whether or not insurance companies will cover it. There's no need to mention if there is a generic version or an older medication that works just as well. No requirements at all. Before airing commercials, and I found this interesting, many manufacturers voluntarily submit them for clearance from the FDA to avoid having to withdraw them later. But it is not required. And generally, the FDA does not review ads before we see them and only regulates ads after they've been distributed. So, false drugs information could reach us, the consumer, before the FDA is aware of it. In most cases, the FDA does not ban companies from advertising any prescription drugs, even ones that have serious risks. Some states bar controlled substances from being advertised, but that's as far as it goes. And on top of that, it is possible for drugs to be promoted before they've been fully tested to be safe. This happened back in from 1994 to 2004 with Vioxx. It was this big painkiller, and Merck spent over $100 million each year. Not in total, over $100 million per year to advertise Vioxx. And patients requested it from doctors, not knowing it could cause strokes or heart attacks. And finally, in September of 2004, after numerous safety issues came to light, Vioxx was withdrawn from the market. What happened to Merck? They're still making drugs. They're still doing good business, as far as I know. There are some common ways advertisers make drugs seem more helpful than they really are. Perhaps the FDA should hire social media fact checkers to help them out. The social media fact checkers, 2555, I'm not too sure about them either. You know, I kind of have to scratch my head with them sometimes. They scare me. You know, because they seem to know it all. And you don't know all of where they got it from. All right, so some common ways that advertisers make drugs seem more helpful than they really are include showing a person enjoying life outdoors while the narrator reads side effects in the background. Yeah. You remember that dilution effect? Yeah. They list the more serious side effects of a drug toward the end of the commercial to make you think they're less common than they are. Using subjective terms like mild or may to describe a risk to make them seem less dangerous than it is. You see how that works? I got your sarcasm, 2555. And I love it. But you see how those three things come into play in our commercials? Also, know that even though risk information is presented in ads, it may not be complete. The FDA allows drug companies to omit risk information in certain ads, as long as we're told where to find that information. So, if you're told that you can get it on a website or you can ask at your doctor's office, they get away with advertising how great this drug is. And who knows if you'll be getting all the information when you check the website or you talk to your physician. Because, sad to say, some physicians are getting kickbacks from these drug companies to push their drugs. So if they're getting kickbacks, financial or vacations, you know, incentives of whatever kind for promoting that drug company's drug, what do you think is going to happen? In the US, the Office of Prescription Drug Promotion, the OPDP, body within the FDA, reviews drug ads. So if you see a commercial that you think is false, misleading, or biased, you can actually call them up and report the ad. The number is 301-796-1200. 301-796-1200. It's the Office of Prescription Drug Promotion. Now, it's important to take the information you get from drug commercials with a grain of salt, and to be aware of the fact that crucial information like risks, other options, the cost, these things are not always clear. If you have any questions about how new medications work, or if there are any new medications available, you do want to consult your doctor or another healthcare provider, because they may have some more answers. But just like in investing, you don't put all your eggs in one basket, a second opinion is really worth it. We're going to take another quick little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk just a little bit more. There's an article that was released on mcall.com titled "Your View by a Doctor: Why Prescription Drug Ads Should Be Banned." How do you feel about prescription drug ads? Do you think they're a necessary evil? Do you think they should be done away with? Let me know. 773-789-STEW. Or put it right here in the stew pot. Let me hear what you have to say. We'll be back after these few messages. Stick and stay. Call a friend. Tell a friend. Friends of your friends. Friends of your enemies. Enemies of your friends and your enemies too. Because it's information for you. You and yeah, you hiding over there. Yeah, you. We'll be right back.
Reggae Global Entertainment presents the brand new self-titled album from Yishka with 9 great songs. Oh Baby, Let Me Love You.
Oh Baby.
Be Grateful for Life.
Be Grateful for Life.
Shake You Down.
Girl, I wanna shake you.
What
down.
Else can I do?
What else can I do?
Babe, Come Over.
Baby, Come Over.
My, my, my. It's our time.
It's our time. You know I love you.
For your love.
For your love.
I'm falling.
Yishka. 9 great songs. Available on all streaming platforms. Available now.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com. Teddy Greaves Jr. with 6 brand new songs out now on his brand new EP, Teddy Greaves Jr. with songs you know and love like Can You Stop the Rain?
Can you stop the rain?
One Last Cry. Can't Get Over You. Wait Too Long. You and I.
You and I.
And One Last Cry, the acoustic version. Teddy Greaves Jr. Now available on all major digital platforms. Teddy Greaves Jr.
Yes, yes, yes. Akar Mantino, I'm making noise right now. You are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
And if madness is anywhere, we know it is here. In our advertising, boy, let me tell you, there is some madness there. The sound of Royce, a track called Madness. As we bounce through this Reggae Global Entertainment segment. Thank you, Reggae Global, for sponsoring this segment of the broadcast. Will you stay in the madness with me? I will stay with you. So, apparently there's a little bit of voting going on here. And some are saying, listen, we need to get rid of these ads. The advertising of prescription drugs need to go away. You remember when doctors were held in high esteem because they had scruples? They gave us the best possible information and you worked with them to see about your care. And your listeners right now remember that time? Well, if you don't, I guess you were born in the last decade or two. But there was a time. And this is the kind of thing that happened in that time. So where did all those doctors go? Because a lot of those doctors are, some of those doctors are still around. And if they're still around, how are they keeping food on their tables? How are they paying for their malpractice coverage? because if there's one thing that I have heard, and any of my doctors out there can correct me if I'm wrong, but you have to have your malpractice insurance, and that can be a pretty penny, right? So how it go? $195 countries in the world. Out of 195, two do DTC advertising. That's direct to consumer advertising. Two out of 195 countries in the world. And I don't even know the extent to which New Zealand drug advertising goes. I've never been there. I don't know anybody from there. If any of the listeners are from New Zealand, have friends and family members in New Zealand, I want to know, please, somebody drop me a line and educate me. Enlighten my darkness, please. There has been very little research done on how such advertising truly affects the health of patients, this DTC advertising of prescription drugs. And as a resident physician in primary care, this writer here on mcall.com says, I look forward to being able to help my patients make decisions related to their health. The doctor's name is Dr. Joshua Kaminsky. Kaminsky with a K. Well, two Ks. Dr. Joshua goes on to say, I'm also painfully aware that a handful of my patients will eventually come to me after seeing a commercial for a new drug that they think will be the best to treat their condition. As primary care and public health become more and more synonymous in today's society, we must take a step back and realize the potential harms that these advertisements have on health care. Do we think about it any at all? Ad dangers. Subliminal messaging. One of the things that people talk about when it comes to ads and consumers is subliminal messaging. How the ads are structured. The frequency in which the music is written. The tones that are used. All of these things play a role in how we are drawn to certain things. Colors. I don't know how many people know this, but food is advertised using bright colors to make it more attractive. Which is why when you go look at meat, you're looking for the bright red meat. Well, after all the cleaning and whatever else that is done, how red is that meat? There's no blood flowing through it. So, where'd that red come from? You ever stop to think about that? So, bright red colors. Julie, have a great night. Take care. Good to see you. We'll catch up. You know, do we stop to think about these things? Any at all? Even just a little bit. So, here we go, and we don't take a step back and look at the potential harms of DTC advertising. From political leaders using the influence of their office to actors saying that they took a drug and it works like a miracle. There's almost no corner of America that is untouched by these ads and endorsements. None. Proponents of direct-to-consumer advertising argue that patients should have free choice of what drug to use for their condition, just as they have the right to choose which toilet paper to buy and use. The problem with this argument is that it takes much more to understand how a particular drug will affect someone. Understanding the harmful side effects of the wrong toilet paper versus the wrong drug is like understanding chafing versus fulminant hepatitis. Now, fulminant hepatitis is actually liver failure. Yeah. I looked it up. It's also in this article. Another part of this pharmaceutical machine that patients never see are the deals made to promote a particular drug. The backdoor dealings. How many people are aware of those? You think it's just a thing that some people made up? So there are deals made to promote a particular drug, whether the deals are with individual physicians or pharmacy benefit managers, who are the middlemen between the pharmaceutical companies and the pharmacy. However the deals are made, they're brokered somehow. And somebody stands to benefit, or the people along the line coming down the pike benefit. And the ones at the top, of course, benefit the most. And we, as the consumers at the bottom, benefit the least. Again, a business is started to make a profit. Pharmaceutical companies are not non-profits. So each of these problems in themselves are going to require policy and transparency changes. But DTC advertising is just pouring fuel on an already uncontrolled and hidden fire. One of the double-edged swords of DTC advertising is the placebo effect, both on patient and doctor. Although not often studied extensively, it has been shown that patient requests for certain medications do influence doctors' prescribing habits. It does. Comment here in the stew pot before I continue. If we hear something long enough, it becomes true, factual or not. The reason we need to disengage with these advertisements is just that. We're hearing it over and over and over again. We're being fed this information. It is brainwashing. Again, the subliminal messaging, how they're presented. They're designed for you to remember them. They're designed to stand out. Are you going to be aware of what is happening behind the design? Or are we just going to sit around and just take it? And when something is going wrong with us medically and we remember, or something triggers the relationship between the symptoms that you're experiencing and a particular drug, then boom, that's it. We're gone. We're done. These ads are money focused, not healthcare focused. I agree, 2555. I agree. The American Medical Association, a unifying voice of physicians around the country, in 2015 called for a ban of direct-to-consumer advertising for both prescription drugs and other medical devices. The association cited research indicating that direct-to-consumer advertising has led to increasing medical costs and patients seeking unnecessary treatment. This is quite striking. This is quite a striking stance to have to take, since just 40 years ago, it was pharmaceutical CEOs, catch this, pharmaceutical CEOs testifying in front of Congress saying that they would not support DTC advertising since it was so risky and could cause more harm than good. Where are these physicians? Where are these CEOs now? Retired with a fat pocket. So it can only be speculated that after DTC advertising started, those same companies saw their quarterly earnings reports and failed to lay them side by side with the studies that the AMA has cited. In short, failing to recognize their self-foreshadowed future. Now, there is a statistic here that will probably just blow your mind. With an average of 80 pharmaceutical ads per hour on TV, this is the most frequent form of health communication that the average American sees. 80 ads per hour. So, you're watching a 1 hour broadcast. You're going to see 80 hours in that broadcast, 80 commercials in that hour watching this broadcast. How crazy is that? With quiet epidemics like obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and even actual pandemics, it should be public health campaigns that Americans see the most. Campaigns aimed at reducing childhood obesity, healthy eating choices. These should be the ones that far outnumber the amount of erectile dysfunction and sugary drink ads. These campaigns are what will boost the future health of our country and each individual. Here's what I have to say about that little bit of information. Hey Joy, how are you doing? Here's what I have to say about that little bit of information. The problem with taking the focus away from the sugary drinks and the erectile dysfunction information is that you're now talking about addressing a cause of a particular symptom versus addressing the symptom and treating the symptom, ignoring the cause. And this is what a lot of the drugs that are produced today are. They're symptom fighters. They're not problem solvers. So when we go ahead and we place the focus on the symptom and the drugs that are available for the symptoms, and we don't take consideration of how we're living our lives and that the thing that caused that problem in the first place, we don't take a moment to, like Chioli is an abbreviation, and it basically is change your lifestyle. Changing your lifestyle will change your life. And as a personal trainer, that was what Althea SU decided to name her company, Chioli, for that very reason. Yep, the same Althea SU that is the massage therapist. Yeah, she's a personal trainer too. And I've sat with her as she worked through the logistics of creating her company's name and what it means to her. Because this was what had helped her to move from a place of laying in a hospital room with her life flashing before her eyes because of a stressful job. Something as simple as a stressful job. And I say something as simple as a stressful job because you can change that immediately. So, let me digress. Here you have the two countries in the world out of 195 doing direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs, with product claims that show the strength and power that the pharmaceutical companies have over policy. Because that in and of itself shows how they flex their muscles. There needs to be a call to action. And this is what Dr. Joshua Kaminsky says. There needs to be a call to action by the consumers to allow for patients and doctors to make these decisions mutually and to make the best decision for the patient. In other words, the doctors and the patients need to be sitting down talking again, and the doctors need to be explaining what a particular drug can do. These doctors need to be taking responsibility for what they're giving these patients, and these patients need to recognize that if they're going to a doctor, they're going to the doctor for their best possible advice. So let the doctors do their job. Doctors, stop taking these bribes from these pharmaceutical companies and selling your souls for the almighty dollar. Come on. Isn't life worth a whole lot more than a few dollars? Isn't that the reason why you got into the medical profession? You know, if you got into the medicine for making a dollar because it comes with a good paycheck, then you need to get out. Because I, for one, would not want to go to a doctor because what they are looking at the end of the day is how big their check is. If that is the reason why you're in the medical profession, you need to get out. Consumers, you need to stop watching TV, basically. You need to stop listening to the radio, because if you're consumed by these, being inundated with these ads and not paying attention, not standing on solid ground for yourself, not being able to make your own informed decisions, where does that leave you when you go to the doctor? When you hear these commercials and you think, boy, you know, I don't know what this doctor was talking about, you know, because here's this drug that can do wonders for me and I can't stop going to the doctor after taking this drug. Yeah, it may have some side effects. It may have a little bit of an issue here. I may grow a third nipple there. I might have a second head growing from the back of my neck, but you know, I can deal with that. Is it worth it? Is it really? Will we continue to rely on pharmaceutical commercials enticing us to think that taking a drug will make us feel like we're dancing freely in a field of daisies? Like what Dr. Joshua Kaminsky says on mcall.com. Oh, so it's not called bribery, it's called lobbying. How we decorate certain things that happen in and around us to suit our needs. Joy, you know where I stand when it comes to medical care. You've heard the things that I've talked about on this broadcast. It is one of the reasons why Healthy Love exists. Because it's about boosting our health naturally. As close to natural as we can get it. Because artificial health, it's not good health. Just like you don't want... Alright, I'm going to have a short soapbox moment. With artificial sweetener, what are the side effects versus a natural sweetener? Yet, you have so many products available to the average consumer at ease with all these artificial ingredients, especially sweeteners. And Yeah, I know there are some that talk about Splenda is the next best thing since sliced bread, and this other sweetener and that other sweetener. When was the last time you had some honey? Tell me which animal makes equate. Which animal? Which plant? Listen, 2555, I was thinking about those cigarette commercials earlier, but here it is. Makes those old Marlboro cigarette commercials with the cowboys seem like child's play compared to the pervasive brainwashing that's being shoved in our faces. Yeah. Right, Joy. Herbs of the earth are better for you than anything that comes from a lab. Yet still, one of the big sellers in our meat section of the market happens to be farm raised fish. We all know how good fish is for us. But the big seller is the farm raised fish. And the juices on the juice aisle, when you actually look at the labels, contain how much high fructose corn syrup and dye, not to mention the dyes. What are we putting in our bodies? And it sounds like we're straying away from the topic of at hand being advertised drugs. Pharmaceutical drugs being advertised to the general public by way of direct-to-consumer marketing. DTC marketing. Have you ever heard about it? Yeah, I know you're not just talking about ganja, marijuana, cannabis. Listen, I don't know who it was that needed to hear it. I don't know who wants to hear it again. It'll be out there. It'll be on the podcast. It'll be on the YouTube channel. Available to you everywhere, anywhere you decide to look. Joy, you missed quite a broadcast last night, by the way. We had David Fisher on answering questions on the Reed case. And, well, there was a guy that called in that even questioned you. And I wished you were available. But you can go check it out. We were on for 4 hours. But, you know, coming back to Healthy Love tonight. The closer we get to natural, the better off we are. These drugs that are advertised on the radio, on television, on by text, in our newspapers and magazines, we don't get the full picture. We don't know the backdoor dealings. All we know is that some actor came on and talked about how good they feel and how great this product is in addressing the symptom of a particular ailment. Let's move away from that. Let's be intentional about our health. Let's take back the power that we have given away Because it wasn't taken from us, the consumer. We have given it away. These entities go into business to make a profit. They cannot make a profit without us, the consumer. So, who has the power? We're gonna go into musical therapy. Just think on those things for a moment. Kicking it off tonight with the sound of Cesar. The track is called Morning in Gideon. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Thank you for your participation. We close out the Night Shift week tomorrow with Healthy Love, with Real Talk, sorry. Thank you to the affiliates, One Harmony Radio, Island Worldwide, NIE Radio, the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, WGLRO, Alawap Radio, Dusik Media Groups, CR7, all the affiliates, known and unknown. Much love to you. Truly appreciate love, each and every one of you. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you are in the world. Remember, we are in one community. Everywhere, anyone that you pass along the way, whether you walk, ride, or drive, take the bus, the plane, the boat, or the train, these are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Stew. This is how I like to do it to you, for you, and with you. Until we meet again, y'all take care. You hear? Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.